Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Round number three, December 6, 2025. The 67th Annual Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada, traces its roots from the birth of professional rodeo's crescendo beginning in 1959. American Indian and First Nations athletes are well represented. The Navajo Nation's Bailey Bates is scheduled to compete at the National Finals Breakaway Roping December 22nd and 23rd in Fort Worth, Texas. Animal athletes, including the Cree-owned C5 Rodeo Company's Saddle Bronc of the Year, F-13 Virgil, is featured this week and will retire at the 67th Annual NFR. Results and Round 3 winners interviews with Waylon Bourgeois and Ty Erickson are now. Round 3, bareback bronc riding. Waylon Bourgeois of Louisiana and Colorado Bucking Horse Road Dust of Survey Rodeo Company tied it up with 88.75 points, winning $36,667 that each round pays in each event. Rocker Steiner is number one in the world representing Texas with over $372,000. Waylon Bourgeois, how does it feel to be a Louisiana man to win round number 3 at your first NFR?
Awesome. I'm super proud to be from the boot. And this is my first NFR, and we're only at round 3. You know, we still got a long way to go, but, yeah, feels awesome.
Let's talk about Dusty Rhodes, Pete Carr Pro Rodeo. What a fine bucking horse.
Yeah, I've seen it a bunch all summer long, all winter long, you know. It's a big bucker, and it gives you a chance to win, you know. That's for dang sure.
Congratulations on your first win in the City of Lights.
Appreciate you.
Cherokee contingency Jaco Roper has not won any money. He's riding well and looking for his first check in round number 4. In the steer wrestling, Chance Howard from Salisaw, Oklahoma is 6th in the aggregate. If he could win that, that would be $94,035. Ty Erickson won round number 3 with a 3.5-second time, representing Montana. Mississippi's Will Loomis is the man to beat in the bulldogging. Ty Erickson, steer wrestling is an art form, and you performed that tonight. It looked mighty fine with that win.
When you have a really good horse and you got a really good hazer and a good steer, it's a lot easier that way. But, no, I mean, this week's been awesome for me so far, you know, getting good starts, making good runs on the ground, you know, so we're having a lot of fun, and we're going to try and keep that rolling and keep it going throughout this next week.
Good job, Ty Erickson, Montana. Steer wrestling winner, round 3.
Thank you.
Caleb Driggers and Junior Nagara from Georgia and Brazil are number 1 in the header and heeling division. Navajo Derek Begay from Arizona with his partner Coulter Todd drew blood. They won their first check over 5,900 with a 4.2-second time, finishing 6th in the round. A three-way split, Canadians Dawson and Dylan Graham were 3.8, along with Alberta and Florida's Colton Smith and Jonathan Torres. Texans back again in the winner's circle, Lightning Aguilera and Caden Profili in the team roping. Saddle bronc riding. A rookie at the Wrangler NFR, Zach Dallas, Oglala Lakota Nation, living in New Mexico, was 87.5 points, splitting 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Statler Wright from Utah won the round on a Texas bucking horse, Angel Cat, of Smith Pro Rodeo Company. Rider Wright is the man to beat in the bronc riding from Utah. In the tie-down roping, round number 3, defending world champion Riley Webb was a 7-second time. He is number 1 in the world with over $370,000 with 7 rounds to go. In the barrel racing, a beautiful run by Carly Otero of Texas with a 13.54-second time in the cloverleaf pattern. Cassie Maurer, defending her title, is number 1 in the world standings with over 279,001. A very exciting bull riding when the dust cleared. It was Tristan Hutchins of Idaho on a Colorado bucking bull, smoking hot, of Survey Championship Rodeo for 90.5 points. What a race in the all-around championships. Weishi Shala, Arapaho, Oklahoma, bareback and bull rider is 2nd. Stetson Wright, Beaver, Utah, saddle bronc and bull rider is number 1 with over $500,000 won. We'd like to invite you to stay tuned to this station for coverage of all of the excitement and the 2025 world title races on Native Voice One Radio Network.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa in Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.